Right, we're here at Bort after the running of the 2024 Bort Trotters Cup. Very worried about my camera there. Beck Morrissey joins me. Firstly, Beck, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a very exciting afternoon. Absolutely over the moon.
It meant a lot. It was a good field down there today, actually. When you were winning, there was a lot of people around you. A couple of people that ran second and third, they were actually congratulating you across the line as well. It was a really nice way to win a race at a nice community track.
It really was, and most of those horses, it was a really even field, and even the horses off the 10 metres, I think it was a really competitive field. And to be honest, I actually was on the fence, and I think it was Baxter's owner come up and he was cheering, come on Baxter before the start, and I thought, I've got to move away. So I moved up further because Baxter actually beat her in the Gunbower Trotters Cup. So it was really good, and it's a great community, and I think these horses are sort of consistent running against each other, so it's good to see other people get up and win the races as well. But very happy she won for me today.
Good little form lines too. You can get those form lines, and that's what it's about. Sometimes people say you can't back horses in stands. Well, keep racing the same horses on the same sort of tracks and style of racing, if you like, and it's easy to do. Wish Upon a Dream, she's a ripper. You got to love her. Like, and it's quite funny, I was standing here looking at her now, and she's not big, but she's not small, but on the track she looks diminutive, doesn't she?
I think it's because the others are around her are so big, but I suppose I see her every day, so I don't look at her as being tiny. But she's got a massive big heart, and she's been ultra consistent, and she matched her mum today. Her mum won 9 races and now she's won 9, so yeah, she's done a really, really great job.
Staying sound, she's not finished, that's for sure.
No, actually, I never actually dreamt she would be a stand start horse, and once she sort of won her few mobiles, she'd run about 6 races, or actually maybe 5 races, and had to think about it, and I had a chat with Michael and he said, why don't we try her from a stand, and that, she was going to really be hard up against it because she hasn't got a massive lot of speed, but she's very tough. So the stands, she's just taken to it like a little gem. So she's it's really her go, and I'll probably stick with the stands.
A little faded Wishing Stone though, but they seem to get better and better, and he keeps winning races everywhere. Like, he's doing a great job, but they seem to get better the older they get as well.
Oh, definitely. I've actually got another winning Wishing Stone that's just been broken in, and she's just finished her first prep, and you would think it was actually a double of this one, and quite small, and I think she's going to be very similar, and they've got a fantastic record, so it's a shame that we can't actually use him anymore.
No, that's right too. Great day here. The prizes and things like that, and I was going to do an interview with you anyway, but you said that you didn't thank Duncan McPherson. You didn't realise how many things you actually win. You won, I think, 2 doonas, 2 pillows by looks. I don't know. There's a heap of that. Microwave, you got a cup, you got a garland, you got a rug, and you also got a service fee to Sky Valley as well, which is just amazing, isn't it?
It was, and as I said to you earlier, Duncan came up and congratulated me, and it wasn't until my sister highlighted in the race book, she said, oh, you've won a service fee to Sky Valley, and I felt dreadful. So thank you, Duncan, and Aldebaran Park, and I know you're so busy at the moment with Team Tier, but really appreciate your sponsorship, and thank you very much for the free service, so it'll be put to good use.
And it meant a bit today too, being a Team Teal day. He gets you to Bort, look after him and promote it. The girls were so good, the race just before yours as well, so it does mean a bit on these days when people like Duncan are around, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does, and the smaller clubs, they do just a fantastic job, and I'm just really excited to actually get the garland as well. Like, the pink and white just suits because she's a mare, and and the beautiful doonas and pillows, and Michael as driver, he got that as well, and the microwave as well. So I just thank all the sponsors. It's just been wonderful.
Well done, Beck. Enjoying doing these interviews with you. I get good ratings too. I'm getting the good books from the wife, so it's all good when I do these as well. But well done. Congratulations on a great effort, and she'll win plenty more. You're having a good run at the minute, so keep it up.
I am. Thank you very much.